home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're into the crab cake season around. I'm wearing my Pappas shirt because we're going to be at Pappas on the 25th, but that's going to be sort of the end of a little bit of a run before the 4th of July. We're doing it on behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. At Pac-Man had a $20 winner at the next table at Cooper's North on Tuesday afternoon. We were promoting Fleet Week, which is happening next week. We'll be at Cooper's South. I think they just call it Fells Point or the place next to Slancha off the square. Big doings next week with Fleet Week all weekend long. We had the director of Fleet Week on. Also had our friend, longtime friend, Patrick Russell on. We'll be giving these out next Friday. And next Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's Pub. This week, we were at State Fair for brunch. We were at Cooper's. Last week, we were at Fadley's and talking about all things summer. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Some gaming in the summer and baseball. And I've been kidding a lot of people, John, this week that every time there's another two home run game, every time there's another four home run game for the team, every time there's a salami, I almost threw you a text during happy hour last Friday just saying, I hope you're busy finding that 5 grand that Gunnar Henderson has you running around finding. Now Mountcastle's getting crazy. We bring this kid Norby up. This has been, I got to start it with Home Run Rich. Then we got winners. We got all this other stuff going on, but the real winners are anybody that's an Orioles fan right now.
Absolutely. And I would say, it's a great place to start. We have lots of winners to talk about, but let's start with home run riches. And I don't even have last night's. I mean, they're hitting them so fast and furious. Our accounting team can't even keep up with the pace. So
it's like Ed McMahon of Labor Day weekend. We have to get a new timpani, right?
So these numbers are a little outdated already, but as we speak, 85 home runs for the season, but there was what, three yesterday?
It's early June. It's only early June. Yeah.
Yeah. So three more yesterday would be 88. Three salamis, as you correctly mentioned. So the prize total would be almost $90,000. But that gets dwarfed a little bit by the actual home run riches bases loaded fast play progressive game, which is the trigger for all of this. That progressive jackpot is up now north of $136,000. Just go to any of your lottery retailers and ask for the home run riches bases loaded fast play game. It's a $5 spend. You could be the next lucky winner of a progressive jackpot right now, building at $136,000 plus. So that's pretty exciting stuff.
Since you're the face of the Maryland Lottery these days, I always say, where are you finding all this dough and doing all that? Meanwhile, you're like spinning the wheel. We have the ads running here about the big spin and trying to get our arms around this wheel that I've now seen and felt through all of this. This is sort of the newest concoction, the newest. It's almost like I would think it's a carnival game, right? Like, did this start at the carnival where you spin
Well,
the wheel, right?
hang on,
No?
don't cross the line in the carny world here. But
No. I'm thinking about where the wheel, it didn't start on that television show from the morning with spay and neuter your pets. I'm thinking that they took it from somewhere else. So it's like an old, it's not a new
sure.
game, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure Og and Thog in the BC days, once they invented the wheel, they said, "What do we do with it? I don't know. Let's put numbers on it and spin it and see what
Listen,
happens."
I have
Can you
this
imagine that
memory of being.
conversation?
Listen, I grew up in Dundalk. We know this. And everybody remembers the Eastern Center right across Mies Point Mall. It became like a smorgasbord way later on. But before that, it was a hall where, but primarily bingo 6 nights a week. I mean, maybe seven. They probably didn't allow it on Sunday nights back in the day. This is back in the 70s. And then you would have your bull roast, your oyster roast, occasional wedding, occasional, gathering, whatever. But so this at the bingo hall there, they had the stamp. They had this machine that blew money around, like in the
Yeah,
wind. And
sure.
like these were the things that they would put on TV, and, were like Sock It to Me with Captain Chesapeake or Professor Cool here locally. So these are fun games, but this spinning the wheel where we're winning, this is a big money wheel, right? Like if I have to come see you and Seth and Doug and come in there and do this, you've already won a lot of money and you're real excited when you get there.
The minimum you can win, if you are lucky enough to have a, but let me back it up a little bit here. The $5 scratch off, the big spin, has a number of cash prizes, as any other scratch off would. But if you scratch the ticket and it says spin, you then go to any retailer and you'll actually see on the little monitors there, it will spin for you. Or if you scan your ticket at any of our self-service vending machines, you'll see a little spin and it will give you a cash prize up to $250. Or it may say the big spin. And if you get a digital big spin, you then are invited to come to Intergalactic Maryland Lottery and Gaming headquarters here and see my smiling face. And I will escort you into the big spin game room, where if you go to mdlottery.com, you'll see Mike from our communications team explaining what that's all about. And you'll see some lucky winners like Lantis and Tammy, who came in here a week or so ago and spun the big wheel. And we ended up going home with $90,000.
So if I win this, because I'm always thinking about maximum fun. You know this. Whenever I come in your building, I'm seeing all the boas and the all the fun stuff, the checks, all that stuff that you guys do there for winners. I get to like a little backstage. I don't get to win it, but I get to at least see it a little bit. And I want to see this wheel. You even have the old antique vintage sort of things rolling around there. So if I win, I get big spin. I'm excited. I'm in Dundalk. I'm at Pappas in Parkville, where I'm going to be on the 25th, right? And I'm the winner. And I got to come see you. When I call Mike and Doug, I come over. How many people am I allowed to bring to be a part of this? Because part of the whole thing with Drew Carey, Bob Barker, is that like you're up in the contestant zone. You got friends to high five and like whatever. How many am I allowed to bring post-COVID to root me on in the studio audience?
You know what? That is an excellent question. And you've stumped me. You have stumped me. I don't know that we necessarily have a limit. Although somewhere I'm sure my boys in legal are going to say, psst, psst, wait a minute.
Well, you gave me two names of people. You said there were two. Yeah, you said somebody and I'm thinking, if I were that somebody and I were coming to do this fun thing, like last year we did the thing at the state fair for the 50th anniversary. I'm thinking like, you bring a rooting audience on, you know, you bring somebody to sort of cheer for you.
Why not?
You know what?
I'm all about that. I'll tell you what, if you have, or anyone within the sound of my voice, is our next big spin winner. Tell them that John Martin said it's okay to bring the whole family.
Okay, good. All right, Will. And I want to point this out because you downplay. And by the way, your building is over my, my right shoulder. So it's over here. You see the little white building there with the red on that?
That's
that
us. Let me wave. Can you see me? Can you see me from here?
I see you right on the second floor, right above the atrium. So I've been in this building many times because I get a lot of Baltimore vintage things, and because I collect, so I get all this cool stuff on my timeline, but I get retro pictures. I got served a picture of your building, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but it may have been like in the early part of last century, like 100 years ago. And it was this beautiful black and white picture of your, so I want to call your building a historic building. Am I allowed to do that?
Yes, please do.
So I was going to say, this is a very historic building. So you're not just getting to come to a place, you're getting to come to a place, you know what I mean?
Yep. Old people are here too, like me. So you'll see historic people.
Santa Claus hung out there at Christmas time every year too, back when I was a kid in Montgomery Wards. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm handing out the Pac-Mans. I had someone do the 5x4 and they won $20 at Cooper's on Tuesday. They were jumping up and down. I didn't get a picture of them. I feel bad I didn't do that for Roz, but so this is about to go out for us and we have sevens now going on. Give me the seven promotion because I can't hold it up right now, but I will be holding it up next week. New month, new scratch off summer game, right?
Exactly. We have every once in a while, we like to do this a couple of times in the year. We call a family of games. So we bring multiple price points together and we market them as a family. And this month we are featuring the Gold Rush Sevens family. So at a $1 price point, Gold Rush Sevens, the top prize on that scratch off ticket is $1,000. At the $2 price point, Gold Rush Sevens Doubler, where the top prize is $10,000. And these are all scratch offs available at any of our 4,400 lottery retailers. At the $5 price point, Gold Rush Sevens Tripler, top prize being $50,000. $10 price point, Gold Rush Sevens Multiplier, where the top prize is $100,000. And at the top of the ladder, at the $20 price point, Gold Rush 777, the top prize, $1 million. Now, you're not obligated to buy all of them at one time. Please play responsibly. But it offers you a variety of price point options and still participate in the fun of having a family of games to select from. So we wish you well in your, and of course there are dozens of other lottery scratch off games along the way.
All right, so I want to talk. We do sports a lot here. Mm-hmm. I sort of passed over home run riches and how many home runs we're hitting because Luke and I have talked a lot of baseball this week, and we'll be talking baseball here all summer long based on how they're playing. We're going to get to a Ravens game, but you got like a NASCAR thing going on, right? And this is more like a big, big thing with winning a whole lot of money. And by the way, my wife elbowed me the other day, and she said, Powerball's at $185 million. Did you know that? You better bring that up with John here this week. And I know Powerball has like a whole thing going on with NASCAR here. And I know it's this month, and I know Vroom Vroom happens because I have plenty of people that go and visit on the weekends.
We have a fun promotion called Life in the Cash Lane, where for any Powerball ticket, you can enter it into a drawing. We had our first drawing just this past week. And the idea is throughout the month of June and into July, we will have five drawings at each of those five drawings, now four to go. We will select seven winners. Each winner will win $1,000 plus a place in the big virtual drum that all states around the country are participating in. Those entries will go in at the end of the run here, at the end of the summer, and we will select nationwide, including the 35 Maryland entrants, 16 finalists for a series of events through the NASCAR season in the fall, culminating in November, where one lucky winner left standing will win in Phoenix, Arizona, a $1 million top prize. Let me tell you who those seven lucky people are so far. Here in the state,
we already
of Maryland.
Got winners. All right, let's go. Let's
go. We already have winners.
I'm going to talk some racing with you. I don't get a lot of NASCAR in here, but today's my day with you, John.
There you go. Conrad Briggs from Waldorf, Maryland. Come on down. Oh, wait a minute. That's a different game. You are one of the now 35 finalists. Jason Eli from Lexington Park, Maryland. Sandra Galdamez from Gaithersburg. Christopher Goggins from Greenbelt. Jorge Herrera. Like what I did there? Jorge Herrera from Brookville, Maryland, Leticia Perez from Riverdale, and Rodney Spites, from New Freedom, Pennsylvania. We had a border crosser.
They all want to be here. You know that.
They do.
You know what I mean?
They do. Why, the opportunity to talk to guys like you and me, why wouldn't they?
I've been getting recommended this crab cake that's in Delaware, and it's only four blocks into Delaware, but I keep saying it's the Maryland crab cake tour. I can't give these out in Delaware, and I can't give them out in New Freedom, but they can come here and buy them if they want to, right?
There you go. Very nice. So each week that we draw, the entries are not cumulative. So if you entered the first drawing, thank you for playing, and you're not one of the lucky seven, you have to re-enter for the next drawing. And check mdlottery.com for the timing of these drawings and get more information about life in the cash lane and potentially winning $1 million at NASCAR.
Well, I got to do this. I got to bring this up. This is my Facebook page. People follow me out on Facebook or whatnot. See, people think I've never been racing before. There's me with Dale Jarrett back in 1998. I had a sales a friend of mine, Bruce Stover, still very much in my life, who loved NASCAR. And we did a thing at Dover Downs. And I went down. We had a Budweiser sponsorship at the time. So I have a picture of me with the Bud car and very 1998 hairdo and style for me there.
I did notice the hairdo.
Have you ever been to NASCAR? Have you been to a race? Be honest.
No, I will acknowledge I've never been to a NASCAR race.
It's really loud. It's really fast. It's really beautiful. Like the cars are really shiny. They look like shiny M&Ms traveling faster than a marble, man. Like just like and it's astonishing how close those cars are going at a speed that when your eye television, no. You know, like I would tell anybody, but it is loud and you're not going to understand who's even in the lead. If you walk out to pee and come back in, unless you have like a headset on and understanding the sport, And when I was nationally syndicated is when Dale Earnhardt, we lost him. Like, I was on the air.
Oh,
I didn't
geez.
know enough about to talk about it, but it was certainly, it's spectacular for anybody that's never been. I would tell anybody the one time I went, I didn't go back because I didn't understand it. It was kind of loud, but I thought, man, I understand why people love it and why people would want to get in Powerball and win a lot of money, but also, can't win a lot of money, have a cool promotion like this.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We obviously Powerball has been doing this with NASCAR for, I think this might be the second or third year. This is our first year in it. Actually I think this is the second year. So we watched the hoopla around it last year with other states, and we said this kind of looks like fun, and we think our Maryland players may enjoy that. And so far they are enjoying it. And again, mdlottery.com for more details about it.
All right, before we get to winners, multi-match,
Oh.
we got, I need the cash for life ticket. I need to understand this a little bit. This is why we do this, because I go up here, I click on things and I read and you're trying. And sometimes I need someone like John Martin to explain it to me, you know?
Well, multi-match, let's start there. If your folks are not familiar with multi-match, it is a draw game on Mondays and Thursdays. Players can select six numbers, and then the computer, the terminal, will generate two other rows of six numbers. So you can either pick your own six numbers or have the computer generate the terminal generate the six. But either way, you're going to get another six and another six. You have 18 numbers on a ticket. And so there's a variety of ways you can win. If you get all six numbers that are selected on any one of the three lines, you win.
So we're
And you can.
familiar with, six digits, six numbers and jackpots and whatnot. This is a little bit of a smaller pool of numbers, correct?
It's a smaller pool of numbers, but the fun part is when you, and that's where the multi-match comes in, you then get to play all 18 numbers. So if you have multiple numbers, like you have the number seven pop up on each of the three lines, and number seven is drawn, then you already have three matches. So if you get multiple matches on the total of 18, that's another way to win. So we have four ways to win, either on line A, B, or C, or on the combined 18 numbers. And again, more details at mdlottery.com. But the promotion this month is on a random basis. You could win a free cash for life ticket.
All right, cash for life to me sounds like I'm moving to Wailea and I'm not doing Baltimore Positive anymore next week. What does cash for life stand for to you? What's that mean?
Well, it might mean that you're moving to Arbutus. So you may want to,
Arbutus is nice. Jim Schwartz loves it.
You may want to downsize a little bit. No, seriously, Cash for Life right now, the top prize is $1,000 a day for life. So a young man such as yourself.
I could get a grass skirt for that. I could find something
Oh, hell, I've seen you in
affordable.
a grass skirt for
Yeah,
less
I
than that.
wouldn't
Come
need
on.
to be near the beach. I could be, just get me somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't need to be in Ocean City, maybe just like Ocean Pines.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yep. And that's the top prize. And the second tier prize is $1,000 a week for life. So again, 52K a week or
I'll get a
52K a
condo.
year for life. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. So that's what the Cash for Life proposition is. But let me go back to multi-match, because we had winners in March, in April, and May, and in June. We've had four consecutive months of winners at multi-match. So again, get more details about how to play, how to win at mdlottery.com. But multi-match might be a fun game if you're not familiar with it. Try it for a couple bucks and see how it fits.
Yeah, I'm out on the front of the website right now at mdlottery.com, and I look up and I see here the little, tickets that you use to show people that aren't the real tickets, and they have QR codes that aren't the real QR codes for winners. But it says, congratulations, this is your free cash for life ticket. And I'm thinking, man, the dreams I can dream on a grand a week the rest of my life. I mean, it won't be worth as much 10 years from now as it is now, because we know how money goes. But I think I could do okay with that. The 365. Yeah, I think I could do okay with that. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're doing events, right? Like, it's springtime. You guys are out doing all spinning wheels, having fun. I'm looking forward to all this. And I don't know if I told you, this is the part in the game show where we go, wah, wah, wah. My wife broke her ankle last week. So all of these events, where we would see, my wife would come up and we'd be like, maybe there's a beer, maybe there's wine, maybe there's iced tea, maybe there's kids, maybe there's animals, we're at the zoo, we're wherever we are, out doing the things, music, some Zeppelin cover band, there's all this awesomeness. Maryland Lottery is going to be doing it, but my wife's going to be watching virtually via satellite because getting around on the crutches and the little wheelie thing, probably not so much. So
wait a minute.
What?
She has the wheelie thing?
Well, Leonard Raskin has a wheelie thing that we have to give her. And she was like, yeah, I'll just get my knee on the wheel thing. We'll go see the Rolling Stones. And I'm like, no, we're not. Stop. So she's just in a lot of pain. She broke her ankle.
My wife had the wheelie thing. And let me just warn you one thing about that.
Go ahead.
Since our wives are not listening, it's just you and me here. We went to Giant one day while she had the wheelie thing and getting groceries. And there I am pushing the cart. And in my peripheral vision, I see her flying through the produce section on this wheelie thing and going through the aisles. And the next thing I know, she's flying through the bakery section. So once they get to the knack of this wheelie thing, it's hard to rein them in.
It's like when the kids start to crawl. You know, we all know what's
exactly.
Next. You know what I mean? I would just say I'm trying to just keep her upright. It's week one.
Yeah.
Tell me to tell her all of the fun that
she's
going to miss out on the
oh,
next week
geez.
Or two.
I'll tell you what, she's going to miss
gonna
the
get
Capital
better
Jazz
soon.
Fest.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's going to miss it, Merriweather, an annual
yeah.
big event for us as well as for the fans of the Capital Jazz Fest. Actually, I understand it's the 31st annual Capital Jazz Fest. That's Merriweather this weekend, so a lot of fun there. We're going to be at the O's and the Braves on June 12th, middle of the week game. Interesting there, but we were there at cheering on the O's and hoping that they pound the Braves. From Cleveland, I got a score to settle with the Braves. That goes way back.
Whew, I was there for that. I witnessed
yeah.
that one. That wasn't
Oof.
Good.
That left a mark. Yeah. The Westminster Beer and Barbecue Stroll. So that's coming up the middle of June in downtown Westminster. We've done that a couple times. So that's a lot of fun. And then coming up, hopefully she's at least a little bit mobile by the time that the 23rd annual Paws in the Park Dog Walk and Fest. Paws as in PAWS.
Now, you know, I said the other day, I took her to Costas, right, when she got sick, and I told her that Maryland crab soup is like penicillin for anything. It fixes things, right? So I took her over for that, right? And we'll be at Costas on the 20th. We're going to be at Pappas on the 25th in Parkville. So some plugs. We'll be at Coco's next Wednesday. Max Weiss is coming by. Rasig's coming by. Damien O'Doherty. All my buddies are coming by for Coco's. So, I'll tell you this. For her, on the crutches thing, if I could take her somewhere where there are dogs, that would be like penicillin. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're giving me an idea now. Like, I could sit her in the middle and the dogs would come over and say hello to her. That's a winner. When is this? What is pause for what? I want to get this one down.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit of a jaunt. It'll be the Montgomery County Humane Society featuring at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, which is in Gaithersburg. But on June 15th, the 23rd annual Paws in the Park Dog Walk and Fest.
All right.
I understand there might be some music there, maybe some food, maybe some pet lovers. Yeah, I suppose you could kind of just bring her there.
Can I do an anti-DC joke here? Or is that it? So, like, I would say it's Montgomery County. I haven't had a lot of crab cakes there, you know, and I had one good one and one that I'm not going to talk about on because I'm just not going to be mean, but I've never had a crab cake in Gaithersburg. So I could say I have not. And maybe the drumline is it's because it's in DC, but a bunch, you know, but I'm not going to do that to the DC people because I hear that they've upped their crab cake game down there. But I owe Gaithersburg a crab cake. Cause I know they probably have a really decent one there somewhere, all kidding aside. So maybe the dog thing,
you can
I'm
combine
telling
those
you,
things.
Putting my wife where animals are is going to be medicine for her this summer because she's not going to be able to do much. So that's a great idea. So thank you for that. And thank you for the Humane Society down there doing good work because that's important.
Absolutely. We support those causes wherever we can. So we're excited to be down there.
Well, we got our beautiful kitty Nala from Baltimore Humane Society. So a little shout out to everybody on Nicodemus Road too, who brought some love into our lives. John Martin brings the Maryland Lottery and a chance cash for life, amongst other things, into your life. We remind everybody, play these games responsibly. Have a good time with all of this. The lottery's out there. It's out there for you every day to have a good time with. And there's also the new Cash Pop, which we've tried to explain. That was last week's episode. We'll explain it again next week. We're also going to have some winners around here from the Home Run Riches, because every time the Orioles play, there's a chance that John Martin's got to go figure out how to get $5,000, maybe $10,000 one night if Mount Castle muscles up $2,000 salamis in a night. But it has been an exciting baseball season. John, I will see you next week, and I hope you have to figure out how to give more money away when they hit more home runs down at Tampa this weekend. How about that?
We got a lot of work to do, don't we?
John Martin, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're going to be out on the road this week. We're at State Fair on Thursday morning. We are at Coco's next Wednesday. We are at Costas on the 20th before the Orioles beat the Yankees, then the 25th at Pappas in Parkville. I can't wait to get back there. I'm going to see all these places that have great crab cakes. Any? Yes, get one everywhere. I try to find these little niche things on the menu of little places. So I wear my Pappas shirt. I would say the chicken franchise there. I can't wait to get back. So the 25th, we'll be there with Jeannie and the crew doing it there. They want me to sing some Engelbert Humperdinck, like the karaoke on Monday night. That's something. See, my wife could crutch into that. Maybe we're working on that. So summer fun ahead. It's almost like summer nights in the Grease song. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.